that is something so refreshing. It's not going to change your life, but it is going to make you feel better. You know what I mean? That is what we do. So, hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am doing quite good. I'm actually in a very chill mood and vibe because I was actually just fiddling around with some tech I have on hand. And it's always a good day when you aren't stressed out of your mind. And that is the one thing I think we've all kind of been going through, especially with winter. When it rains, it pours literally and figuratively. So having some time to myself and just having time to catch on absolute nonsense that hurts no one has been the best thing ever. So I thought we'd kind of speak about how to prepare for the rest of the year, having recovered from that stress-induced survival mode that I did speak about a while ago, and then having discussed the whole getting back into the norm last week. So this is basically a follow-up on that episode, and I'm actually doing so good because, as I said, I've been implementing these things as I've been going along, and they've changed the game, and I am just over the moon. Like, I cannot even begin to describe it, because spring has sprung, a new leaf has been turned, I got my first PR package, I'm just so good. I've also gotten into a groove with a lot of my habits and routines, and then I've also upped them a bit. So that is what's going on this week. I'm so sorry for this long intro. We move on. Okay, last week I did speak about the survival mode, which I'll link down below again, and then I'll also link last week's entire episode, which was how to pick up and get back to your usual way of doing things, having just finished surviving on the bare minimum, because what we're doing now is gonna spring clean. We're gonna give things a whole new lease on life in order to thrive, because we will not be touching on how to make plans and how to step-by-step guide on write down your goal. No, that is next week's problem. Okay, because next week is the Q3 recap and Q4 goals. So we'll discuss that then. This week is more of just upping what you're already doing. So that's next week's worries. Don't worry. Yes, I am on the ball, because why? I'm not in survival mode. I'm able to just do more, be more, give more, which is one of the best things. So what to do when you are presented with this new start? We're gonna refresh. We are going to understand that, yeah, New Year is a fresh start, or some people see their birthdays as a fresh start. Seasons, like spring, can also be a new start and a great way to wipe the slate clean and also kind of just refresh yourself for the new phase you are going to enter into. Some people call it a phase, some people call it an era, some people are like, it's a new quarter, or it's a new, whatever you want to call it. Great. Understand it's a fresh start, and also still be gentle with yourself. I ended off on that last week. Still go gentle with yourself. If you aren't ready to go all in and be like, I'm gonna thrive, that's fine. You are still in this in-between phase of picking yourself back up, but you're not ready to thrive. We are still there. It's like a two-part in-between phase. So that is okay if you aren't ready to, you know, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. That's okay. Because what you were gonna do is simply make things as fresh for yourself as possible. Because I am still learning to do that myself. I am not ready to just thrive. I'm not there. I'm still tired. And that's okay. But if you are like me and you've come out of a survival mode, you're now back into your norm, but you're not ready to thrive, that's perfect. Because what you're going to do is, instead of going hard at something you aren't sure of, you're going to do that for yourself. You're going to better yourself. You're going to up your things you've already been doing. And you are just going to level up the things that have been your norm. So for me, I've really been sticking to a better workout routine. I used to start and stop and start and stop, and now I'm on a 3-4 split. So 3 days a week, 1 week I work out, 4 days a week, the next week I work out, and it's basically I work out, I skip a day, I work out, I skip a day. I cannot tell you how making such a simple change and bringing it back into my normal routine has helped. That has been one of the best things I've done. Doing my skincare with obsession has been another thing, because I used to just, just gonna wash my face and walk on. Like, no. Now I have a two-step cleanser, which is everything in one. It's an oil, and then you add water and it becomes like a foam cleanser. So I'm double cleansing in one step. Do you know how much time that saves me? Like, yes, please. That is so important. And yes, it's been since the event that I went to last week, but it's a step up from my usual wash my face with the same thing, put on a bit of lotion, move on with my... No. Now I've got a whole actual skin routine. It's the best thing ever. I'm stricter with my bedtime and my sleeping routine and schedule. I now read before bed. I'm not on my phone. I'm getting better quality sleep because of it. And I'm investing in the things I have for sleep. So I know I said a sleep mask is one of the best things I've ever done. In winter, I have a beanie that I sleep in for my head because it gets cold. But investing in good bedding, in good sheets, in good pillows, in just nice pajamas for yourself, those are all sorts of good things. And if you don't want to put physical money in, make time to just do your bed every morning or before you climb into your bed. Make sure you have something nice in the atmosphere, like a candle you've just never burnt, or spray some of your perfume before you go sleep. Not too much, but like, just make it nice for yourself. That is what you want to do. You want to take your basic things that you need, that is your norm, and just elevate them. I mean, if you can rearrange your room, great. But having the normal things that you need, but having it in a better way, is gonna change your life. And I'm not saying it because I'm like, oh, this is a game changer. I genuinely mean that from the bottom of my heart, because it is the best thing for you to do when you see it from a mental perspective. Because this is the next thing. You aren't just in your basic flight or fawn or, you know, all of those things. You are no longer in that survival mode. You are no longer in your, I'm out of survival mode, now I have my basic needs met and I'm content. You are now in this questioning phase of, okay, I've survived, I've come back into my norm, but like, what can I do to have something better? What can make it more? What can I get that's better? And this is a mindset shift you need to make. You need to put yourself in a mindset of, all my needs are met, I am comfortable, but what is gonna push me a little bit? I'm not gonna jump over the comfort zone line, but I'll just dip my toe in and come back out. So this could be adding a new element to your workout routine. If you aren't someone who stretches, try doing some yoga or some Pilates if you feel a bit more fit. Do that. Try a matcha frap the next time you're at Starbucks instead of your chocolate frap. Like, do something like that. Try a healthy meal if that's something you always see on Instagram and you never actually make. Challenge yourself to do something that is like, I can cook food, I'm just gonna try this healthy recipe instead of just this boxed recipe. Or I'm going to try eating lunch by myself at a restaurant, because for some reason people don't do that, but it's one of the best things ever. Trying to do things that aren't really like daunting and looking at it like it's a mountain, and recognizing it as just a molehill that's a bit awkward to get over. But it's just a good change. Trying things like that will make a difference, because like I say, it's your mindset that needs to shift, and you need to understand you are no longer in that survival mode. You are no longer in the comfortable mode. You are now in the I'm pushing boundaries phase, and it's not rebellious. It's done out of love and self-love and not self-hate. It's self-care, not selfish. As I said, mental shifts are great. And if you can change up your room, change up your space, change up your area, That is another way to bring in the change, but I think taking a bit of time to plan it out would be best, especially if you are in South Africa where we are going from winter to spring. Making physical changes can be the best thing for you. For example, it's still a bit cold, so taking your winter bedding is not realistic. But if you have summer bedding or summer sheets or anything like that, airing it out, washing it, hanging it out, getting it into your visible line of sight is going to start that shift in you. If you like flowers, get some flowers for your space. If you are able to even just change the way your room is, what is the word? Decorated, furnished. If you can change up the furniture in your room or your house or an area or a space, even just your desk, if that's yours, you know, change up where you put your laptop, change the way you sit. Can you rotate your desk a different way? Figure that out. Or even simpler, okay? Changing your winter wardrobe for your summer wardrobe, because a lot of people wear the same thing throughout the year. For example, if you have a summer dress, you'd wear it in winter with a polo neck and some tights. Whereas in summer, you just wear the dress with maybe a light sweater underneath and a bicycle pants underneath instead of a long one. That is cool. Start taking out those things from your cupboard. Take out your summer shoes, put them front and center instead of your winter ones. Small things like that make the biggest difference, especially if you have a partially open wardrobe, or like me, you have a wardrobe that is completely closed, but you have a shoe rack that is out, like you can see what shoes you're wearing. Put the summer ones front and center, put them in your line of sight, because whenever you walk past, you're gonna see the summer shoes and be like, ah, new way, new thing, new season, new everything. And even if it's not new, it's gonna feel that way because it's refreshed. So do those things for yourself. Ooh. Okay, sorry. My brother's amazing. Yay! He spoils me. Okay, anyway, shout out to him. Thank you. Okay, doing small things like that is going to help you see a visual shift. And sometimes it's not possible to like change up your wardrobe and paint the walls a different color. Not everyone is able to do that. So making things as visually shifting as possible to make it look different is the key to what you're doing. I like to actually do a quarterly refresh of my goals, which is just a very nice cutoff of the old versus the new. I try and shift the layout and how it looks and also what I focus on. So even just something as simple as that and being able to do something like that in your way and how that looks for you, great. If you have mugs even, because I know some people have seasonal mugs, like Christmas they pull out the red ones, Valentine's they pull out the red ones, maybe there's green in between, like even just changing the mug you use. That is something so refreshing. It's not going to change your life, but it is going to make you feel better. You know what I mean? That is what we do. So now is the time. So I kind of want you to trick yourself into setting goals. And this isn't going to be major goals. This is going to be things like, okay, I've done this many workouts. I want to try that Pilates class. I'm not sure. But you know what? Let me do 4 workouts this week, and if I get every single one, I'm gonna pay the money and go for a class, or I'm even gonna sign up for a class. Do that. Or you're using skincare, you've been sticking to it morning and night, putting on all the stuff, taking very good care of your skin, and you're like, you know what, when my thing empties, I am going to splurge and get that new thing I've been seeing everywhere, that new face cream or whatever. Find something you want as a reward, stick to your habits and tick them off and track them, and use that item as motivation. Take a picture of it, stick it up, make it your wallpaper. Find a way to use it as a way of dangling a carrot for yourself and getting it once you succeed, because this is gonna prime you for when you actually set physical goals for bigger things. Because what this teaches you is to make a plan, to break that plan down into actionable steps, to consistently work on it, and to eventually get an additional reward on top of the reward you've already gotten. Because if you set a goal to have a certain physique or lift a certain weight, you break that down by weekly goals and achievable steps, you consistently work at it, and you will eventually be able to lift that weight that you want in the gym or look the way you want to look. That in itself is a reward, but having an additional thing like a dress or a nice outfit or a piece of jewelry or something that can reward yourself as an extra step, that is perfect. Because when you set your goals, you'll be able to do the same thing. It's kind of transferable skills, as they say, you know? Doing one thing one way transfers and you can do it somewhere else and still be able to slay, okay? Because you are worth it. And sometimes we need to maybe just treat ourselves like a toddler and trick ourselves into doing what we want in order to get the same end goal. So why not try that? See if it works. Because you know you can do certain things, and proving it to yourself is the best thing ever. That said, the song of the week is Level Up by Sierra. Because wow, it's literally that simple. You take what you are already doing and you level it up. Because why? That's literally how houses are built. From the ground up, from the foundation up, brick by brick. That is what you do. And people forget that it takes like 10 years to become an overnight success. Because you were building the foundation. If someone gives you everything in your hand today and you're not ready for it, it's like, okay, I'll probably fumble it, but okay, it's there. Like, I just needed more time to get used to it. This is why you work on it. So you are able to build it up. Small actions make the biggest differences. Because people always say, it's the small things. Yes, it is. It's 100% the small things. The more you do the small things, the more they build up to the big things. And then you can handle it. I can handle doing a podcast once a week. I'm building up everything else. I'm getting used to editing. I'm getting used to vlogging. I'm getting used to fun transitions. Like, it takes a while, but it gets there. And I will also get there. It's just gonna take some time. So be gentle with yourself. Take your time. Figure out what you want to do. What is your habits and routines outside of your job and your duties look like? What do you want to just do for yourself? And don't think of it in a daily basis, think of it as a weekly basis and break it down from there, because that's going to be the easiest. Yes, you do skincare every day, but you do certain skincare things twice, thrice a week. You don't exfoliate every day, you exfoliate every other day. You do a face mask once in a while. You do all sorts of things at different times throughout the week. So do that. Figure out what you want to do in a week and then break it down from there and then do it. Start slow. Take your time and keep being a better being. I will see you in next week's episode, and until then, love you. Bye.